questions that could reveal your purpose in life? What if there were questions that could surface the change most meaningful to you? And what if answering those questions would give you the power to ignite? Welcome to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. These are big conversations that lead to self-discovery. Together, let's embark on the leader's journey and ignite meaningful change. A leader's ability to convince others to help ignite a change means first being able to get their attention. And that's no mean feat, given all of the noise competing for our attention today. In this episode of the Illumify Game Changer podcast, Jonathan is tasked with creating a headline that would cut through that noise enough to pique some initial interest. The next question in Amplify, please, Jonathan.
If you could write a headline for this significant change, what would it be? Don't hold back. What statement would draw attention amidst all the noise and clutter? Use a strong and active verb and a phrase that captures what it's all about. One of the things about the way I write, but also the way I read, is that I do both things very, very slowly.
Good. Take your time.
I think I might be the slowest writer I know, judging by how I've watched other people write. I have the beginning, because I want to come back to this idea of, I came across it in our previous conversation about, because if this is a headline, we're not going to get a sphere onto a headline. Headlines are very linear. This is down to raw language, but that's fine. I'm going to work with that, and I'm going to find my way there through a duality. There was something about reassurance. So I can see the first half of the headline, which is time to heal. Time to heal and... So time to heal is looking a little bit backwards to what's happened before. It's hopefully giving a sense of reassurance. Time to heal. And this is the bit which is more forward-looking, time to heal and build. Okay, the bumper sticker is something better, build something better. Okay, that's too weak, that's too vague. I want to stick with build, because it's something you can't do alone, you do it together. And it follows healing. When you have healed, you're ready to return and with new strength, build. Time to heal. Time to heal. And yeah, I mean, if I say time to heal and rise again, then we're getting biblical and it's getting too close to some sort of resurrection, which is not right here at all.
So sometimes when we build, it's a restoration. We restore.
Yeah, this is the healing speaks to that. The building is new, on new ground.
Why did rise again come to you and then you dismissed it?
I like the physicality of it. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that it's something we would do together. One person doesn't rise. It's a bit odd. There is something about rising together. And I do like how rise follows from healing. Once we've healed, we can rise again. There is something there that I do like.
And by rising again, we can build anew?
Yes. I mean, put the imaginary headline writer and the English headline writer is deliberately constraining myself and looking for something very, very, very pithy. And that's,
oh, you pithy Englishman. Mm, a headline is meant to draw one in to the story.
Yeah.
Given all the noise and all the headlines,
yeah.
Who do you want to draw and what would draw them in to read the story?
Yeah. I mean, if I really lean into the pithiness, it's time to heal and build again. Yeah, that's more of the bumper sticker. I'm looking at the cars outside and thinking more of a bumper sticker. time to heal and build again.
I'm inevitably drawn to flow and rhythm as well.
I know. Yeah. So if you look at those words, heal and build, those two verbs, do they necessarily fit together? Do they fit together when you're looking objectively? Heal and build again.
Rise is
what
better.
What are we healing?
Rise is better and it's more human. And this is where in different contexts you realize that one metaphor is not enough and doesn't. I mean, this is how I got to the air for the truth, because the solidity of the house was not going to do justice to truth. Mm-hmm. Truth being something that has to be in the air through words, listening, speaking.
If we look at the opposite of those two phrases being time to heal and rise again. Mm. So the opposite of time to heal, what's the opposite of heal?
Atrophy, sicken.
Okay.
Suffer.
Okay.
Suffer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm also the other thing I'm doing is avoiding the negatives.
Yes.
Only having positives.
But if we're saying to heal, what is that healing? And when people see those words, what is implied in that?
Yeah.
And then in rise again, what's the opposite of rising again?
In this context, it's inaction, paralysis.
Mm-hmm. Stagnation.
Yes.
Defeat.
All of the postures of fear, anxiety.
So rise above all of that.
Yes, but rise ourselves. Not necessarily to rise above, but to find new energy within ourselves so that we naturally want to rise.
I personally would read a story with the headline, Time to Heal and Rise Again, and I'm not looking at it from a biblical perspective at all. I'm looking at it from knowing the state of the world around me and the fact, and you know, I think I've mentioned clients who are running organizations who are so weary, they're suffering to whatever degree with overwhelm and the burden of. And so to heal that in itself would be even the prospect of being able to heal, to get through something, to get beyond something, to repair the cracks, and then be fortified by that, refortified enough to go on to rise again when we are wallowing at whatever level of resignation. Rise again in leavening.
If it really is a headline, I'm not satisfied with that, but it does get to something vital.
Yeah.
In the vision, it does. Yeah.
Do you want some time to retweak it? Because we're in the writing stage of this.
Yeah, give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, let's pause. Okay, so you've had a brief pause. Share your headline with us, please.
I've boiled it down to 3 or 4 variations. I'm not sure which one is quite right. We have time to heal and rise again. Time to heal the soul and rise again. Time to heal and find each other. Time to heal and find each other. Time to heal the soul and see each other again.
Okay.
So 4.
I love number 3.
Number 3.
I love it.
So time to heal and find each other. Yeah, I mean, that was the one I settled on, I think, before I went into sort of final scratching and re-editing. And I think that was the one I
settled on and looked at again and again and thought, I might struggle to improve on this, at least from a link, you know, in terms of language. And again, we are in language, so different. Suddenly there are different imperatives. There is a rhythm to that one.
A rhythm of words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to heal and find each other.
Okay, let's go to the specificity of the words. And we spoke about time to heal.
Yes.
And time, we spoke about heal. The time gets to the now, yeah?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And we know what it means.
It's English time. You're declaring it's time to heal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to the find each other. Why those words in particular?
I was moving out and into that part of the vision, the sphere, where at its most simple and bodily level, it's about being with each other, looking each other in the eye, but I reject that because that's a little bit too austere or a little bit too close to the truth and truth on its own.
Look at each other in the eyes, and yet you've been speaking about the importance of eye contact.
Absolutely. What I scribble to myself here is when you have, if you're going for a headline and you have values in isolation, things can suddenly feel very, very loaded, and it can push people away, mm-hmm. starting with yourself. So what I liked about find each other was that it seemed to speak to the core of the vision, where it's about respecting each other, loving the differences, mm-hmm. but also speaking to the sense of loss, that we have lost each other.
Yeah.
And so we find each other again.
And that shared home.
Shared
yes.
Home. Yeah.
Yes.
That's not in there. Devil's advocate. Mm. This can be the headline in the story. You can convey that. But if this is a standalone headline, there's no mention of shared home.
No. And the reason for that is and this is where I felt that you start to see that metaphors are not always apt for every situation. There was something about the brevity of a headline where trying to fit the home into the headline was losing the humanity of the vision, and it was starting to feel or sound a bit too institutional.
But you didn't use the words. This is not a criticism, just an observation. Of all the words you could have chosen, you've got find each other. That's big. But you could have said, and live, time to heal and live together.
Yes.
And implied in that would be the shared home.
Yes. Yeah.
But you didn't opt for live together.
Well, I didn't. I didn't reject it either. It simply didn't occur to me.
But find each other speaks to something else. Find each other, that speaks to we've been lost from each other. And find each other, I see. Well, first, let's start with what do you see with those words, Jonathan? If you could describe what it looks like to find each other.
There is both the physicality of being with other people.
Yeah.
I know in my inner core, and which perhaps is not fully expressed in the vision yet, but I know in my inner sense of the vision that it has to be there, physically, mm-hmm. being with each other, meeting other people.
Yeah.
So it speaks to that, because if you find somebody else, you then end up being next to them in some way, close to them.
Does it also imply you have to search for them? Because I see a hide-and-go-seek game in the background, find each other.
Maybe, maybe.
But also, if we find each other, if that is done, we find each other, does that mean, I see a reciprocity there. If you yourself are lost, someone is reaching out to find you. If they're lost, you're reaching out to find them. So then you are together. It's a retrieval of each other of sorts. Is that intended?
The sense of reciprocity is very important here.
Okay.
And that's, again, reciprocity is not spelt out in the vision in any articulation that I've given of it so far, but for me it's built into it.
Okay.
It does run through it. It perhaps implicitly. It's not explicitly there, but I think it's, I think I've used words so far which imply it. Reciprocity. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of mutuality running through.
Yeah.
Through the vision.
It's not just you sit back and someone will find you.
No,
And be found, for example.
No. It's find each other through a common effort from different starting points. Again, it also speaks to that.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, it speaks to the diversity in a very subtle way. If we find each other again, it's because we're at different starting points.
What happens after you find each other?
Well, headlines are necessarily open-ended. They're an invitation to read further, read the text below.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is something necessarily open-ended here because we're not being prescriptive. Here, the finding, it suggests that the finding is enough. The finding is urgent here and necessary after the healing. After a moment of healing, we are ready to find each other again.
But the words you have in your previous versions, rise again, don't apply. They don't need to be stated. Again, you could have said, time to heal and rise again together.
Yes, and it's, I've kept that, you know, I've kept that in my shortlist, as it were, because I am still drawn to that, just the energy of it, the sense of elevation, and that we rise together. It's implied in that. You don't even need to say we rise again. It's just implied.
Mm-hmm.
A time to heal and rise again. That's all of us together. It's implied.
It is for you. But if you're looking at that as a headline objectively, it can speak to the you.
Mm.
It's time for you to heal and rise again.
Mm.
It doesn't necessarily speak to a collective.
Mm. I mean, the see each other again was interesting, because that was me drawing on modern vernacular.
Yeah.
Being seen.
Good to see you.
Well, yeah. No, those memes and those uses of language that are strange because people younger than you are using them.
Yeah.
This happens.
Yeah.
And so this idea of being seen, he saw me, it's still... I've learned it through friends, and I've had to ask them, okay, can you spell out for me, what do you really mean by that? Because it's the most obvious verb. It's one of the oldest. It's a core verb, and yet the nuance of it. So I'm sensing something that feels contemporary here, to see each other again. And that speaks to my sense that we do physically need to see each other again. But it's also, it's suggesting that we haven't, there's been a loss of respect, a loss of attention, a loss of care, a loss of love. And so to see each other again is both at a physical level, but at a more spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
And that the seeing that implies respect, you know, because I'm asking myself, okay, if dignity and respect are really at the core of the vision, how do I get those into the headline? And that bit's tricky. As I said, as soon as you drop a single value into a headline, whatever it is, it suddenly feels boom. It feels boom, really heavy, and a bit like one of the boards outside a church, which is not the headline I'm looking for.
Right.
Some of those headlines are great. I'm not criticizing them, but if I'm trying to get people to read on and cut through the noise in a good way, I mean, I'm not just trying to grab attention here. I am trying to find a headline that is true.
To your vision.
To the vision, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And we spoke of change as incremental. And so if you land on time to heal and find each other, and then if that captures an increment, a stage of your vision, and then in them hearing that, they are moved enough, inclined enough, it resonates enough that you can take them beyond the finding each other. To some degree, it's strategic, but also it is about a headline for your vision. And the reason this question exists is to help you distill your vision into a headline from which you start again to express different sides of it.
Yeah.
What's it all about? Or what is part of it about?
Yes, or what is the sense that we want to give? Sometimes we realize that we can't, it's a bit like taking a photograph where you can't fit in the whole object, the whole building, the entire landscape. So instead your eye looks for something that is typical of the whole or suggests the whole or symbolizes the whole. And you say, well, that's the best I can do, given the size of the lens. Or in this case, the length of a headline.
Yeah. And if this is to get their attention, to declare even initially what is and what could be, to be emphatic. It's interesting that in all four versions you've shared, Jonathan, you've got time to heal as the preface.
Because that bit I'm comfortable with. That feels right at the moment.
It feels right.
There might be something better out there, but at the moment it feels pretty good.
Time to heal.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
add four sentences, see if any of the word combinations do anything to add to you.
Yep, go for it.
Okay. Individually, together again.
Keep going, yep.
Individually, reunited. Let's break with the past and step forward together. And final one. Let's break with the past and return home together.
Yes, the last one is interesting. The last one is very interesting because I went there as well.
I love that you went there.
I like the idea of homecoming, the idea of coming home.
Mm-hmm.
The
pretty huge.
Yeah. Why did I not go with that? Because again, it's the duality of where I'm trying to express the new and the forward-looking. So we're breaking with something that has not worked, which has caused distress, suffering, and that requires a moment of healing. So it's time to heal because of that. But now, as we do that, or when we have done that, then we are able to move forward. We're able to look forward again with confidence again, trust in each other again, and to rise again with confidence, with joy, with energy. And I think my part of my writing said, if we do that and then just come home, it sounds a bit like we've had a bad trip. And at the end of the day, we're seeking the comfort of home again. Phew. Mm. Whoa. Thank God that's over. We're back home.
Could it be, I get that, time to heal and be home together?
All of this sounds great, but there's a little bit of coziness to it, which is that there is the part of the vision, all of the vision, all parts of the vision, where I don't want it to be stifling. I don't want it to be too warm, too cozy. I mean, it's partly why we end with truth in that first, what I say end, you know, that was not a speech. It was the beginning of a speech. It was the opening seconds of a speech. But there is something here about finding the necessary balance between warmth and comfort and reassurance on the one hand, but also something a bit more rigorous and demanding at the same time. You know, loving respect is warm, but there's an edge to it as well.
Because of the differences?
Yes, yeah. Yes. To truly respect someone else's differences.
Yeah.
You know, it's this is where it's more than toleration. It's not...
It can clash with your own values, etc. Right.
Yeah. Catherine, can you go back to the penultimate one? The one...
Let's break.
Yes.
The last one or the second last?
The second last one.
Yeah. Let's break with the past and step forward together.
Yeah.
The breaking
yeah.
of the past was from the beginning so poignant.
Yeah, as language,
totally.
I love it.
Yeah.
It doesn't elongate the death of something that's been dying for a long time. Just, we're done.
Mm. Yeah.
I love it. Decision.
In a second.
Mm. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And then something about moving into the direction of the future together.
Mm. Mm. I mean, this is where that aspect of, and this is where, this is why I think this is why we're struggling to get the shared home into the headline. In a headline, you want movement.
Yeah.
So that part, and these, there's no contradiction here. We're looking at the vision from different points within it. Yeah, we're standing inside it and looking around it. And for a lot of the time, it just works as a home, as a house. But when it comes to grabbing people's attention, not just suggesting energy, a before and an after. If we're talking about before, if we're talking about yesterday and tomorrow, before and after, that's all about energy and movement. It's flow. And a house and a home, however glorious, are not cutting it when it comes to that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So all of, you know, to come back to breaking with the past.
What about let's break with the past and step forward in sacred dignity?
No, I preferred your previous one. Together, the togetherness. Together.
Yeah.
Step forward together.
The together. Yeah.
Because there was a part of the mini speech where I liked the idea of we walk together, but we're not staring ahead of each other like robots. Mm. We look at each other, and this is where the respect comes in. Mm. So I'm on my path, finding my way, whatever it is, doing my own thing, but it doesn't stop there. As I walk forward and do my own thing, I also have an eye on my neighbor.
I see you.
I see you.
Yeah. And on a different path. Lovingly respect.
Yeah.
You're on a different path, but we are in this.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
So it doesn't say step forward and get out of my way.
Well, no. But you've touched on an important thing because, again,
darn this, you.
We're trying to be economical in the language at this stage. You know, at some point there is a 1 million word version of the vision which an AI robot would produce.
Oh, good Lord. And hopefully not.
And it's where the vision is actually, it describes a day 10 years from now and how the vision...
In detail.
We don't want that.
No,
we don't. We're looking for the economy of language. And what you were just saying there is, that's right, the vision doesn't say, get out of my way. What it's what, for me, what's implied is, if we're choosing our own path, walking along, as you say, Catherine, stepping forward together, if we're doing that, respectful of those who are walking with us,
All around us.
If you are respecting those around you, you have to give each other space. Mm-hmm. So you find your own space, but you have to give each other space as well. And then, are there limits? Yes, there are limits. That's why truth comes in later. Those who abuse their power to take up three lanes, four lanes, and start running across everybody else, preventing those people from taking their, but then there's a problem. Mm-hmm. So then you have to look at forms of justice, and that's where we get to truth. Mm-hmm. So the idea of stepping forward together, at the very least, gives us this a very strong feeling of after the moment of healing, or in this case, breaking with the past, then we step forward and we step forward together.
As long as I'm first.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's great.
Is that where you've landed, Jonathan?
At this stage, I would always be comfortable not
putting a headline on it.
Not putting a headline right now. I mean, the one from Catherine's, I think it was the third one there, I liked.
Yeah. Let's break with the past and move forward together.
Because breaking with the past, it's just a great, I just like that.
Do you know what? I put step forward together, which is interesting, not move forward together, because it just feels so much more achievable.
Mm. Did I say step or move? Oh, I meant to say step. That's fun, right? Interesting. Yeah.
And then from my first list, a short list, I think there's something resonant around time to heal and find each other.
Okay.
Find each other again, possibly. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
We're getting very close.
Yeah. And in getting close, you've dropped other things, which is fine. Rising, for example. Rise together, rise again. That's, if that doesn't fit, it helps for you to see them.
Yeah.
See this.
Yes. As I said, they feel more like bumper stickers and slogans.
T-shirts?
Yeah.
That's okay. They serve different purposes. Yeah. This is meant to encapsulate your vision in a headline. So.
Yes. And I think also this is the difference with a bumper sticker, with those sorts of short headlines, slogans, bumper stickers, you're reminding people about something they already know and that they've already signed up to. Yeah. It's recognition.
So that's a good illustration of a book that came out about 20 years ago now that compared public relations to advertising.
Right.
And there had been and I'm sure still is a rivalry competition between them. So the difference is, if public relations is raising awareness, advertising comes in when there's already some awareness of what exists, and it's a reminder. So if you're looking at some of this as the reminder, the t-shirt phrase, the slogan, etc., first, you have to raise awareness of what could be.
Yes.
Does that fit? And where I'm not calling it public relations, I'm calling it literally raising awareness.
That's right. And what we have tried to do in this exercise, I think, is find a short, meaningful, energetic headline, a small piece of language that also suggests and leads us into, gives a hint of the possibility here, gives a glimpse of what the actual thing is, and which is why it's more difficult.
Yes. Yeah? I want to commend you, though, as we finish this question, Jonathan, because in my experience, and I'm looking at what is coming next, in my experience, being, even as a writer, being able to craft the words for your own vision, your own messaging, your own headline, when you see so much and you're so close to it, it's so much easier giving it to a third party and saying, you know, here, I'll tell you what it is, now you write it. So look at what you've done so far. That's really tremendous. Know that. Thank you. We should never underestimate the power of a good headline. There's a reason there are those whose sole job is to write headlines on newspapers and other publications. A powerful headline draws people in. It stops them from scanning further and compels them to read, or in this case, listen, and it does so in just a few words. Finding just the right words matters, as Jonathan discovers in this episode. There are many parts to his vision, too many to fit into one short headline, so he's forced to choose from among them. He got pretty close in this conversation, capturing some key phrases like stepping forward together. But in the end, he wasn't comfortable putting a headline on his vision just yet. The Leader's Journey continues. Stay tuned. If listening to this Illumify Game Changer podcast is of value to you, please like it on this platform and share it with those who could ignite meaningful change. It's here, as am I, to be of service. I'm Marianne Gobet. Thank you for accompanying us on the Leader's Journey. To fully experience the passage to igniting meaningful change, subscribe to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. To learn more about the Illumify Game Changer and how to embark on your own leader's journey, please visit Illumify's website at illumifyinstitute.com. You matter. Step up. Speak up. Together, let's ignite meaningful change.